All right, and we're coming toward the end of this story out of Virginia. Let's start this particular recording by going back to September 26th. The date today is October 26th. All right, we've mentioned this before. Let's see.
People across Virginia can now submit comments to the Virginia Board of Education on the newly released 2022 model policies. The main issue people are debating is the policies surrounding transgender students. NBC 29's Isabel Cleary caught up with Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin to discuss it.
The 2022 model policies for Virginia public schools address the treatment of transgender students and would let parents tell schools what names and pronouns their students use. The comment period opened Monday, and there are strong opinions on both sides.
The early sample of comments shows little middle ground. Protect trans youth, strongly opposed to this change. This is cruel and will harm all kids, read some. And support policy 100%. This is common sense. Support parental involvement and standing up for parents' rights, read others. The changes are being pushed by the governor.
The model policies have been drafted in order to put parents in a very important role in making decisions with their children. And I felt that the previous policies really did exclude parents.
Governor Youngkin says the back and forth in the comments is important.
We are able to review the comments that will come in over the next 30 days. We, of course, will give all of them and the important consideration that they deserve.
The Virginia Department of Education reviews those comments, and it's ultimately up to the superintendent, Jill Balow, who will approve or not approve this policy proposed by Youngkin.
AC Riemann is NBC 29's legal analyst.
Comment periods are really just a matter of following due process. So before anything is permanently implemented, you have this comment period. Ultimately, I think it is up to the people who are elected.
If the policy is passed, Virginia schools will have to comply.
If schools don't follow the 2022 policies, if they're passed as is, are there any legal ramifications schools can face?
You can't choose which laws you're going to follow and which ones you're not. It's a very good discussion to be had. At the end of the day, I do think that it is a debate about whether parents should be involved in their children's education or not, and I don't understand the view that they shouldn't be.
The comment period is open from now until October 26th. In Charlottesville, Isabel Cleary, NBC 29 News.
Now, we mentioned before here in the neighborhood that the that we had representative or a delegate Guzman, if you will, and Delegate Guzman introduced the bill that would, as they say, would criminalize parents for not affirming their youth's gender. And there was no verified support, no large support. I don't even think what one would consider small support. But, of course, as I've been noticing and mentioning, the Republicans are super happy and more than fothermucking willing to use transphobia to straight up get that fascism on and popping out here. So let's go ahead over to this clip that was taken from a much larger rally. The footage of the rally goes over an hour, and it's over there on ABC7. We'll go ahead and link that with the upload here. And you can see the whole rally for yourself if you'd like. But there is a part that is off stage that's on camera and was clipped apart for old Twitter there. Let's take a look at it.
We all know that Delegate Elizabeth Guzman said that one of her top priorities for the next upcoming legislative session was to introduce a bill that would either charge parents with a misdemeanor, a felony, and even jail time if they refuse to affirm their child's identity. I think this is insanity. My opponent, Abigail Spanberger, also a few weeks ago voted against requiring parental consent and notice before schools can provide services to our children about sexual orientation or ideology. I'm a mother of two. I've said that on the campaign trail. You all know that. I'm going to do everything in my power to protect my children and the children of the 7th District. And I think that even having that conversation is so dangerous. It's a fundamental right. That is the bottom line. As a mom, I have a right to know what's happening in my child's life, inside and outside of the classroom. And when you have career politicians putting forward legislation like that, it's dangerous, it's unacceptable, and it needs to stop.
And so at the time of recording this, it is October 26th. It has been 30 days up for public comment, and I cannot access the comments at this time. I would like to. I want to keep trying. And but here over here, the fascists, you know, they have their website up. They're ready to go. StMaryOldTown.org, so 501c3 fascists. And right up here, posted from October 20th, they have support parental rights in Virginia public schools. The deadline to share your comments is October 26, 2022. Your voice is needed to support parental rights. All right. And they proceed with what one might call just a brief op-ed, or what they might call information. That's really just to kind of get people illing up on their transphobia. You know, illing up on their homophobia and bugging out and ready to go vote more fascists in because of it. I don't know what can be done about this. If I was a Virginia voter, I would definitely vote against fascism.